This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
This is going to be, how do you put it, luxurious?
Yes, luxurious. That's the word. I've made a coconut cake and I'm going to fry this, right? So fried cake.
Fried
and
cake.
And we're going to do it with peaches, whiskey and a wee bit of smoked salt. So smoked salt brings out the sweetness in peaches, which it would need to because they taste like turnips. But no, they don't.
That's
actually.
They're not too bad.
I've had them sitting in there.
Sometimes they're like apples. So a wee bit of smoked salt brings out the taste of the peaches.
Yes, So we've got a wee bit of butter in here first. I'll take a bit of that out, actually.
You're taking butter out?
I just
what?
I know, John, yeah.
You all right?
And then cake in. Buttery fried cake. But I'm not, do you know what, but I'm not going to do...
If you're a health professional listening to this today, look away now.
But it's okay, because you could, I could have done the peaches with ice cream, and this is probably the same. So we're not having cream with this.
Okay.
So that's right, you can pass me that wee spatula.
It's a balanced diet.
That's it. So we just want to fry this off. Look, and see, and the lovely thing is, you see that nice butter?
Mm-hmm.
That warm sort of brown butter?
Cake is soaking all that up.
It is, yeah.
There and do you want your cake to be crispy then?
No, it's just, no, definitely not, John. I think we just want the cake to just...
A bit more juice in it.
A wee bit more juice, right? And we'll put this into our bowl here.
So is coconut cake one of those things? Like, would I remember... I have a vague childhood memory of maybe making coconut cake at home.
Desiccated coconut. And now I just did it with desiccated coconut. I soaked it in boiling water to go up before I put it into the cake, so it kind of fluffs
so
up. Redesecrated. Yeah. Right. So then, this is probably why I took the butter out of that last wee bit, because we're going to start and do a kind of a sauce for the peaches. So butter again, not just.
So this is like a wee sauce to set the peaches in.
I'm going to cook the peaches in this. And then brown sugar. Dark brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just really want to cook that down, John, just to, until the butter melts. So nice, and keep the pan nice and hot.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving, right. And then the peaches. Don't worry about the skins, because you'll need the roughage. And then... Like, that's okay. And then this is smoked salt, smoked sea salt. I know. So it's a wee bit of... Have you smelled that now?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So just, honestly, like, literally a pinch of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be a massive...
Do you always, if you put a wee bit of sugar in, put a bit of vinegar in, or
right,
put
yes,
something into honey and
yes,
vinegar, salt.
That's it. Lovely.
Salt and sugar.
Can they smell that now?
Whoa. Just smells... delicious, and the peaches are kind of browning.
We've got a gas cooker, so we'll take that off the heat a wee bit. Just a wee splash of whiskey, not too much now, just because actually there's nothing worse, you know, than an over alcohol. Do you smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was a capful, really, wasn't it?
It was.
Wasn't.
A thimble.
I think sometimes people think, oh, I have to put loads of alcohol in it, and then just, and it's
kind of destroys it.
It does, actually. So just and actually at this stage, you don't have to put the alcohol in, but it just gives it a nice, you get that lovely sort of smoky smell from the whiskey nearly too.
And you've that lovely orange colour of the peaches and the red skin bubbling away in that brown, sugary, smoky, salty whiskey liquid.
And that's it. That's it done. So because you've just got that nice sort of creamy sauce there. So we'll just take our peaches and just spin them on top of the cake. There we are, just pile those up on top. And then you see that nice bit of sauce there. Just, you could have that with cream, but I honestly don't think it's going to need it.
No.
Or you could have it with ice cream. We'll do that as a serving suggestion. We'll have that as a serving suggestion. Right, and that's our...
So what is it, pan-fried peaches?
Peaches in that. And they've got smoked salt, a bit of whiskey and a nice buttery sauce, and then fried coconut cake.
On a bed of fried coconut.
Wow.
Right, let's get stuck in.
Right, there you are. Look at those peaches, actually. Isn't that lovely? That wee bit of...
Oh, the wee bit of staining off the skin.
Isn't that lovely? There you are.
Onto the back of the peaches. Here we go.
If I was going to put a wee drizzle of cream, maybe, but I don't know. What do you think?
You're softening now. No.
Hold firm. Yes, just the same.
You say, that doesn't need anything. Do you know what? That is just to die for. Oh, it's got a wee grain of salt there. You know that lovely
Just a wee bit of crunch.
Have you something to do?
Aye. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Or? You work away now. I look after this. Oh. That's beautiful.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.